98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Congratulations to Adam from Wichita. He has the family four-pack to Illuminations at Botanica. And, of course, the Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger $20 gift certificate. Enjoy, Adam. Enjoy Illuminations. They say, I haven't been there yet, but it's going to be, it's great out there every evening at Illuminations at Botanica. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita billboards promote legalizing marijuana across Kansas.
Two.
County officials will study intersections south of Goddard after deadly crashes.
One.
Crews prepare Wichita streets for possible nasty weather, but will we see any snow? Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle northbound I-235. This is pretty close to Broadway. Usually very heavy traffic right around there at this time of morning, so expect a slowdown in that area. Again, that's northbound I-235 just before Broadway. Stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 24. Saturday mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 37. Now a mostly cloudy sky. A northeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 22 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted, and Grubhub, the nation's leading online and mobile food ordering and delivery marketplace, has released findings from its annual Year in Food report. And I know, Gordon Basham, that you are terribly interested in food.
The word grub makes me salivate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. To find out what food trends shaped the year, Grubhub analyzed millions of orders placed by more than 16 million diners on its platform and surveyed consumers across the country on their ordering tastes and eating habits. Here are the top 10 of the year in food, and I'm going to tell you how much increase they have in popularity, okay?
Yeah.
Number 10, buffalo cauliflower.
Say what?
Buffalo cauliflower. Never tasted it. 124% more popular than last year.
It's basically cauliflower in your buffalo wing sauce type thing, so it's hot cauliflower.
Okay. Number nine, Jad knows. Number nine is Parmesan chicken, 139% more popular than last year. Number eight is chicken and waffle slider. 145% more popular. See, I don't get that. I get maple syrup on a chicken.
It's a southern thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Number seven is the cauliflower rice bowl, 155% more popular. I've never had a cauliflower rice bowl. Number six is a chicken sandwich.
Well, that's
gaining
a
by
staple.
More popular by 160% from last year. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's pretty basic.
Yeah. Number five, you've got the chicken burrito, 164% more popular. Number four, baby back pork rib, 165% improvement. Number three is the chicken slider. Would that be a, what is that, Chad? Like a hamburger slider type thing?
I guess it'd be, a tiny little chicken sandwich, I suppose.
189% more popular. Number two is, I'm going to need your help, poke. It's 205% more popular than last year. I don't know how. What is it?
Poke? Spell that for
us. Poke. P-O-K-E.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's a green vegetable.
Like poke salad Annie?
Exactly.
Really?
That's exactly right.
Huh. Okay. Well, number one, with a 276% more popular vote this year, the bean burrito.
I've known a few people who have IQs equivalent to a bean burrito.
Yeah?
You know, one of the dishes on there that's not there, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, don't you don't like Brussels
no,
sprouts?
No, that and cauliflower, oh no.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts. Broccoli?
I tell you, prepared correctly, there, Brussels sprouts are not are pretty good.
Broccoli? You don't like broccoli, I guess.
Not so much, no.
Ooh, all right. Grubhub. Stocks clawed most of their way back from a deep slide earlier Thursday that at one point had wiped out the market's gains for the year. More than 700 points. But at the end of trading, the Dow was down only 79 points. So a comeback. The S&P 500 fell 4 points. NASDAQ finished with a gain of 29 points. Oil prices fell sharply Thursday as traders appeared to doubt that an expected production cut by OPEC will be enough to boost the price of crude. OPEC countries gathered in Vienna to find a way to support the falling price of oil. Benchmark U.S. crude dropped 2.6% to settle at $51.49 a barrel in New York. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi suggesting Congress may not pass the new trade agreement reached by the United States, Canada, and Mexico if labor and environmental provisions are not strengthened. Pelosi says there are positive things in this proposed trade agreement, but it doesn't include real enforcement of labor and environmental protections. And Fiat Chrysler will open another assembly plant in Detroit, in the Detroit area. According to a person familiar with the automaker's plan, the plant will produce SUVs, which are a growing share of the U.S. vehicle market. Fiat Chrysler's decision comes as other automakers are entrenching. General Motors plans to lay off 14,000 people. The Detroit News reports the company plans to reopen a former engine plant on the city's east side to build the SUVs. There you go. And now some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Jad, what do you got?
I was going to go back to your food thing.
Yeah.
I decided to do some research. Poke.
Poke.
Poke, yes.
P-O-K-E. Poke.
It's fish.
Yeah, it's fish. It's raw fish, actually. It's kind of like a Hawaiian ceviche type thing. It's raw fish in a bowl with some spices and vegetables.
So poke is actually French for bait. All right, now some local business news. The Big Lots store on West Central is set to close, though nobody at the retailer's headquarters will comment. Multiple sources, including one person with direct knowledge, tell the Wichita Business Journal the store is set to close. Big Lots Stores, Inc. spokesman Andy Regret would not comment. Big Lots also has a southeast Wichita location on East Harry. A 21st and Woodlawn location closed in early 2015. Driven by its new flagship Global 7500, Bombardier is forecasting an increase in business jet deliveries in 2019. In association with the Canadian company's annual Investors Day, Bombardier said it plans between 150 and 155 deliveries of business jets in 2019 in an anticipated increase of as much as 15% year over year. Bombardier says growth will be largely attributable to deliveries of the Global 7500, which is already sold out through 2021. Company did not break down the expected deliveries by individual model. And after notching a major win on Capitol Hill in 2018, the business and general aviation industry is ready to tackle new challenges in 2019. That win was in the fight against the proposed privatization of the air traffic control system and associated user fees, which was left out of the recent reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Steve McIntosh. Well, today is Letter Writing Day. Now, this is something, this is lost art. The last time I wrote a letter, I guess, was a formal letter that I wrote with my attorney. I won't go into what it was about. It was personal business, but I sat down and long-handed it out and then typed it up, and that's the last time I sent a letter. When's the last time you wrote a letter to somebody, Gordon?
It's been a while. My handwriting is bad in five languages, so
you don't have.
It doesn't matter what I write.
Telling me you don't have very good handwriting?
I can't read it.
That is not an excuse for not writing a letter.
Well, this is true, yes.
What is it, second or third grade or somewhere in there where they teach you how to construct a letter and how to write a letter?
Yes.
And, of course, as a project, that fascinated me. So I began correspondence with both my grandmothers when I was about, I don't know, 7, 8 years
old.
How
cool is that?
And they responded, and they just loved it. I wish I still had a couple of those letters I wrote. I bet they were a hoot. I bet they were fun. Anyway, National Letter Writing Day. It's 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, look at the final farewell for President Bush. Mitch Holtis with the Chiefs update at 8:15, as usual, Kansas City Chiefs update. Gordon Basham has entertainment news on the Blur. Have you got an inkling of what you're going to talk about here on the Blur around 8:35?
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin Hart stepping down from the Oscars following some comments he made a while back. Okay. We'll have that story coming up.
All right, plus traffic and weekend weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay here, Steve and Ted on KNSS.